of course, is a song that we all grew up with in 1966. A massive, massive hit from Janis Ian. And Janis joins us live in studio. Hi, Janis.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Great. It's really a fine pleasure for me to be able to meet you.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what it was for you to be, what were you, 15 at the time when you had that out?
14, 15, yeah.
I mean, that was amazing. You were. You had something. Not only did you have a great song, but you had something that had really caught part of that civil rights thing that was happening in the country, and you caught it and put it on record and put it right in front of the American public, and they bought it.
Well, I think that's a songwriter's job, is to, in part, is to capture the feeling of the times. You know, we're sort of the troubadours and diarists of this century. There's nobody else out there really doing it when in a way that's accessible to people and where people respond, so it's up to us.
It's hard to believe that someone that age, though, could have, first of all, the insight and experience.
Oh, I think kids are widely underestimated, you know. I think kids, from the time they're about 12, we start having seriously deep thoughts. I mean, we become philosophers by the time we're 14 or 15. I mean, it's just most kids don't have an avenue of expression for it.
Hmm. How did it come about that it got released and everything got all taken care of?
Just a series of flukes, one after the other, and then it was released three times because the stations wouldn't play it because it was about a black boy and a white girl dating, and we ran into a lot of resistance. And then Leonard Bernstein had a TV show on, and he promoted on his TV show and spent 15 minutes kind of castigating radio for not playing it, and all of a sudden the next day everybody apologized.
Hmm. And here were you. You were 15, 14 years old at the time. What did you think of all the controversy swirling around the song? Did you think it was controversial?
I knew it was controversial. I had people spitting at me in the street. I mean,
really?
It was a very frontal reaction.
That'll tell you really quickly.
I don't know that I thought about it that much, except how incredibly stupid it was. I mean, to me, it's the same thing as the Tipper Gore theory, that if you put a stamp on albums and you rate them somehow, you're protecting children. You know, it's, if you don't want your kids to hear something, don't give them the money to buy the record. Don't let them play the record in the house. It's pretty simple, but I think it's the same as with Society's Child. You know, the minute you start trying to censor art of any sort because of your personal beliefs, you're going to suck the heart out of the country.
Hmm.
So, to me, the controversy was a good thing in that it brought it out into the open.
Since that time, and there's been a lot of people 14, 15 years old that have hits, a few of them who've written their own, but very few, really.
That's pretty rare.
It is pretty rare. What got you into songwriting at such a young age?
I just always wanted to be in music from the time I remember. I mean, I was probably 2 and a half when I figured that out, 3.
Really?
It's just, that's when you sit there and you get humbled, because you know that it's a gift. You know that the ability to do it, and to do it not without effort, because I put a lot of effort into it, but to do it without pain, you know, or without having to learn it from the get-go, it's just a gift. It's something you're born to.